Good morning and welcome to The Conversation on a Monday. I'm Beth Ann Kozlovich. Good morning, Chris Vandercook.
Good morning, Beth Ann. There's quite a convergence of ideas taking place in Hawaii this coming week, isn't there?
This week is going to be a very, very big week with the IUCN and with the president's arrival on Wednesday, possibly a hurricane. You know, a lot of things going on, including what we're going to talk about for our very first story. Now, you may have heard the expression that giving begins at home. When your home is China and the efforts are grounded in global environmental issues, well, it could look a little different. International philanthropists, conservationists, business and government leaders will gather in Honolulu this week in advance of the IUCN World Conservation Congress for the East-West Sustainability Summit. On the agenda is how philanthropic partnerships can be struck to take on biodiversity, climate change, the protection and management of natural resources, and a whole lot more. The summit is being convened by the East-West Center and the China Global Philanthropy Institute. Carol Fox is the Director for Special Projects at the East-West Center, and she joins us in our studio this morning. Hi there. Thank you for coming in.
Good morning, Beth Ann. Beautifully stated. Good introduction. Thanks a lot.
Well, it's going to be a very interesting, you know, convergence of ideas and people, and as we look at what does philanthropy look like now in China? Because a lot of people, you know, think that that may be somewhat of an oxymoron, you know, Chinese philanthropy. What does it look like?
Well, it's quite amazing how fast China is changing in every way, but especially right now in philanthropy. And about 6 years ago, the East-West Center started a part project to look at Chinese philanthropy and was there anything we could do to help them learn more about it. And they were very eager to partner with us. So we've had a long and very successful partnership with China Global Philanthropy Institute and the leader of that, Wang Jianyao. It might surprise some of your listeners to know that Wang Jianyao had a very high-powered job in the government in China, in the Ministry of Civil Affairs. And he had started things like village-based elections in that position. And then along came the horrible earthquake in 2008 in Sichuan. And he was responsible for disaster relief. And he saw that China had all this money pouring in from all over the world and from the Chinese themselves, even in huge amounts and little tiny amounts, because people's hearts went out to all the people affected by that earthquake. And there just wasn't the philanthropic infrastructure to deliver that money to the people who needed it. So he quit his job and he started a thing called China Philanthropy Research Institute. After about, we started this partnership at that same time, and it has evolved.
When people hear about disasters, you're right, hearts go out, money flows in. But for the type of philanthropy that you're talking about now, that's much more proactive, that's looking at taking on deep global environmental concerns, that's a different situation altogether, where you have to engage people at a different level and keep them engaged because it's not simply a matter of responding to a disaster. How is that looking now in China when you have been working with this partnership for the last 6 years, which doesn't sound like a huge, you know, period of time?
You're right. And that's a really good question. 6 years in China is a very long time. So much happens so quickly. I worked closely with Hank Paulson when I worked for the Nature Conservancy in China. And I remember we were driving to a meeting one day and he said, "You know, Carol, I've worked all over the world, but never have I worked anywhere where once they make up their minds to do something, they do it better or faster than China." And they have made up their minds to do some amazing things, clean up corruption, clean up the environment, and they understand that they really do need philanthropy, that third sector. There's the government sector, the business sector, and then there's the nonprofit sector. And they've been doing a fabulous job over that 6 years building that sector.
So now, as you have so many high-powered philanthropists, business leaders, government folks who are coming to be in Honolulu at the East-West Center for the next couple of days until the ICUN, and meant to dovetail with that. What, if you had your list of druthers, would be the producibles that you'd like to see come out of this that would mean that we would see some of those actions better and faster?
That's a great question, too. Well, let me just say that over this 6 years, we have convened 5 workshops, which is like the worker bees, people from philanthropic organizations, foundations, et cetera, from the U.S. and from China. And then we decided we had to not only do bottom-up, but we had to do top-down. So we started 3 years ago an East-West Philanthropist Summit where we invited the donors themselves. And we've worked with the Rockefellers and many of the very top philanthropists in China. These are people who've made their fortunes, and now they really want to give back. So what's really exciting about this particular time is we've gone from China, U.S. to international, but we have a very strong representative group of philanthropists from China. For example, Niu Guansheng is one of the leading philanthropists in China. He quit his job as head of his company, put all his stock into the Lao Niu Foundation, and just celebrated the 10th anniversary of that foundation. So,
and what exactly does it do?
They give money to education. He came here and got inspired by our Children's Discovery Center, and now he has built discovery centers for young children in China, and he plans to build more. He has done a lot for the environment. He gave large gifts with his friend Jack Ma to the Nature Conservancy. And in partnership with Niu Guansheng, he is a sponsor for this East-West Sustainability Summit that we'll be convening beginning tonight, and then tying into the IUCN World Conservation Congress on Thursday. His partner in this effort, and a huge philanthropist in China herself, although a more recent one than Niu Guansheng, is He Qianyu, a woman who started making money by selling and renting small bonsai trees to people to decorate their offices or homes or whatever, and now has the largest landscape design company in China. And she is totally committed to the environment and to making the world a better place.
The point is that a lot of these names we don't recognize because they're not something that, or not names that we hear populating our news. But the point that you're making is that there is philanthropy happening in China in ways that perhaps we haven't understood in past, and that maybe we will understand a lot better after this summit. Thank you so much for coming in.
Right. Thank you. And we're delighted to be partnering with IUCN on a very exciting lunch on Thursday where we're going to celebrate conservation heroes.
All right, well, you just told us about some of them, and we'll see what else comes out of this summit. Carol Fox is Director for Special Projects at the East-West Center. The East-West Sustainability Summit begins today and will run through Thursday.